Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. How may I help you today, please?
Yes, Crystal, this is Roberta Takahashi. I signed up to receive free samples of Inspired Body Tech's product, which barely got to my house in the mail, when the next thing I know, the bank is notifying me that you have charged me, I forgot if it was $109 or $99, for this free sample, or to continue taking it. I barely had time to try the product. I didn't notice any change. Nothing was good about it, nothing. And so the bank notified me of a suspicious activity withdrawal from my account and traced it to Inspired Body Tech. I was not notified that such a thing was going to happen. I only signed up to receive a free sample and gave the card number in order to have the sample sent to me. Okay? If you want the rest of the sample, I don't have any of the other allegedly for which I'm charged.
Oh, okay. Yes, let's start with your zip code.
I can send the sample back to you
Okay.
if you need to, but I do not authorize Inspired Body Tech to send me
Okay.
anything else, and I will not pay for it.
Okay.
I've told the bank, stop payments to this company.
Okay. Yes, and so the charges have been disputed already?
I barely got it. Like I'd had it at the house like two, or maybe it was the third day when the bank notified me.
Yes,
And
ma'am.
so I had no idea whether or not it works, but honestly, that's extremely dishonest. There was
Yes, ma'am.
nothing on the web there was nothing on the website telling warning me that this would happen if I received the free sample.
Oh, yes, ma'am. They don't usually put warnings, but let's try your first and last name, please.
Okay. Yes. Okay. So, first name under the credit card was Roberta. You might have either Robin or Roberta.
Roberta, okay.
And last name I'm going to spell for you because it's kind of complicated. It's T like Tom, A K A H A S like Sam, H I.
Oh Lord, did you have kids, ma'am? Was it hard for them to learn how to spell the last name?
I
My
only
last
had
name
one son,
is,
and he
yes.
he was raised in Japan, where Takahashi
Oh,
is like.
where it's come. Okay. Yes,
Yeah.
ma'am. My last name's Falk, FAULK. But nobody can get it right. Just using, my daughter's 11 now. Of course, she knows how to spell her name, thank God. But
Wow.
she couldn't get it. She kept saying S as in Sam. She kept messing it up, and it was so cute. It was the cutest thing I ever saw. Yes, ma'am. But see, I'm not locating an account with that. Let's see, we gotta find a different way. Is a good phone number the 415-933-5151?
That is correct. And I can give you my street address also. You might be able to find it there. It's 240 Seeley Avenue. That's S like Sam, Eely. Aromas, that's Arom like Mary, AS like Sam, California, 95004.
Okay, let's see if that 95004.
Yes, this is zip. That's correct.
Thank you. I just wanted to make sure. Okay, hopefully this will. See, nothing is coming up for that either, and it's driving me crazy. Okay, let's try one more time. Yazim, is there any chance this could be fraud on your account? Like someone did this to you illegally? It might have
Well,
used a different name?
no.
No.
I use you might check the first name. I may have put the first name down as Robin because usually, even though legally my name's Roberta, everybody calls me Robin.
Yes, ma'am. And see,
Roein.
just with the 9044, was that right?
No.
Oh,
595004.
Oh, that's my fault. Nope, that explains everything for us. Yes, if I have you now. Thank you so much for your patience. Could you verify your address, please, Sam?
240 Seeley Avenue,
that's
Aroma.
All we need. We're good. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. And I just, okay. I do apologize. They make me ask every time. Yes, ma'am, even though we've already said it.
I understand. You're just doing your job.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. It's annoying. I know. I do see it's the Vital Care Keto and the Vital Care Clean Master, which increases stamina and blood flow. Yes, ma'am. I do see you were charged. And it also helps you decrease your appetite for $6.97 and $5.97 for the shipping and handling of the product. I do see where it was a free 14-day trial period. Well, actually, it was a 7-day. They just went to a 7-day trial. And they did charge you $109.94, the total cost of the product. The $99.97 was declined. But you said you have already spoken with your bank.
Mm-hmm. On the 15th, okay. Yeah. She advised me to call right away, but I'm a teacher, and I honestly, you know, I had just had midterms.
Oh, she told you to call us before, okay.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am, before the charges were disputed. Yes, ma'am. No problem. Let's see what we can do
to help you
with the charges. I do see we could do 50% refund, ma'am.
Yes.
You would like to?
I can't. If you need the samples that you sent me, the sample bottles that you sent me, if you need me to send them back, I can do that.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. It's a shipping warehouse only. They don't accept returns. There's no place to return it to. But yes, ma'am, so since we could do a 50% refund off the $109.94, would you like to do that?
50% refund. No, I'll just return it if I can have all of my money back, because honestly, they don't pay teachers.
I understand. And teachers are the most awesome people I've ever met. My daughter's 11 years old and she has dyslexia and ADHD. And just for what these teachers have done for staying after school to help her learn to read is just a blessing. Yes, ma'am. I do see we could do a 75% refund.
You can't give me the entire amount.
I definitely can't, and I'll be more than happy to do that. Your refund of $109.94, ma'am, will be back in your account in the next 3 to 5 business days. Your account. I'm sorry.
Do you need to send those samples back to you?
Definitely not, ma'am. You give them to a friend, throw them away, take them, whatever you see fit. It's up to you. But I do have you refunded in full, ma'am, so you're going to have no more charges. I just want to make sure everything processes for us before we get off the phone. So your refund's going to be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. There's going to be no more charges. No, ma'am. Thank you for what you do. What grade do you teach?
Oh, I'm actually teaching 18-year-olds. I teach.
Oh, God bless you. That might be easier than 11-year-olds because my daughter's 11 and the drama that comes with it is exhausting.
Oh, it is. It is. But actually, I did, before I started teaching college, I was teaching elementary school, and that age is like the ideal age. I really loved them, but
really,
I really did. But I have to tell you, I have students even now, even first year college students, who have ADHD and they struggle so hard. I really can tell. I do whatever I can to help them out and keep them, So God bless your daughter and her.
Just the dyslexia, she sees everything backwards usually.
Oh, yeah.
So if it's a 6, she sees it as a 9, I'm like.
I struggled with that all my life. I'm left-handed. And
She is too. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that left-handed people, we're dealing with a system of writing that was created by and for right-handed people. So I struggle. To this day, I struggle with dyslexia.
Oh,
when I'm writing on the board.
Yes.
Yeah, when I'm writing on the board, it's I have to stop and think sometimes.
But I have to tell you, the best teacher we ever had was in first grade. And she taught, she had my daughter stay after school 2 days a week, Tuesday and Thursday, for 45 minutes. And she helped her with reading. But both of her kids were dyslexic. And she read everything she could on it. But her kids were about 20 years old. But just what she did for my daughter, I will never forget her. That was...
Oh, bless her.
You know, if I, and I tried to do her right, you know, gift cards here and there when I could afford it. But if I ever win the lottery, I promise I will remember her.
Oh, bless her. Yeah, that's really, I'm so glad that your daughter was able, was blessed to have such wonderful teachers.
Oh, me too. It's been the biggest blessing because, you know, I'm sure you know how you worry about anybody and it's just. Just knowing they're going to be okay. But she does take, like, her, she has to go to the resource room for learning. I guess it, back in my day it was called LD, but now they call it special education or something. But she goes there, and my daughter decided she wasn't going to go anymore because the kids were making fun of her in fourth grade. And I said, baby, you go be you. I said, if you need a little extra help, who cares?
That's right. That and actually, it's only helping her to compensate something that other people don't have that difficulty to deal with. They don't know. They're not in a position to know. And your daughter does have to deal with it. And it is the only fair equalizer I can imagine.
Yes, ma'am. And you know, I had to fight so hard for that IEP. So I tell her, I said, walk out of that room with a smile. I said, you're getting individual attention, and you go and be happy.
Hold your head high and be yourself. Yes, nothing wrong with you.
Kindness, please, kindness. That's all I can preach. But I did get you refunded, and I appreciate you talking to me. You have made my day.
Oh, you have made my day. Oh,
yes, Anne. And your refund will be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. The account's canceled. There'll be no more charges. I haven't gave you a confirmation number yet, have I?
Oh, no, ma'am.
Can I please get that to you, ma'am?
Yes, please.
Yes, Anne. C, as in Charlie, 7.
7.
3. 8.
8.
5. 9.
9.
Yes, ma'am. And God bless you, and thank you for doing what you do, ma'am.
Oh, God bless you, too. I hope you you and your family had a wonderful Easter celebration yesterday.
Yes, ma'am. She wouldn't dye eggs with me. She's 11 now. She's too old for that. So me and the dog dyed them. Yes, ma'am.
You tell her that this 69-year-old grandmother dressed up as an Easter egg yesterday.
Oh, I will have to tell. Did you really? That is awesome. How many grandkids do you have?
Five.
That is awesome. And were they just as excited as you can imagine?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, awesome. Yes, Anne. Well, thank you so much for calling customer service. You have made my day and probably my week the best one yet. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Okay.
Yes, Anne. Thank you for calling customer service, Anne. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.